Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Colleen Loveless, who is the treasurer for the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And there's plenty to talk about on the agenda as far as the good news here in the local area. First off, Colleen, always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you for stopping by today.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the air with you this morning.
Always fun, that is for sure. And well, we do have a lot to get to. Let's dive right into it. One of the more exciting things that's happening here in the local area, and I know that people have seen construction for a while. They've seen this whole project kind of built from the ground up. The Urgent Care is opening soon, and you guys have a ribbon cutting and an open house.
We do, and we are awfully excited about it. We need everyone to put on their calendars October 10th. On that day, we're going to have a ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock, and then the Urgent Care facility is going to be having an open house to the public, which will be from 4 until 6. And the Urgent Care itself is going to be opening the next day, which is October 11th. So it'll be open for business.
It's been quite a project, too. I'm actually quite amazed how fast it all came together. I know that there was kind of, you know, rumblings of this thing opening up in August, and now I know we're in October, and it's just barely opening. But still, when you take a look at the entire project and how fast it came together and how fast the building went up and how beautiful it looks, pretty remarkable.
You know, it really is, Jordan, and I've been in it. I've gone through it and looked around, and they have done a top-notch job on that building. It's very, very nice.
Outside of that, there's other things happening here in the local. Oh, I'm sorry, you go.
You know what? Just before we move on, excuse me. I just wanted to make sure that I put out a thank you for the hospital. They are very appreciative of everyone in the area and their patients and their interest. They've had a lot of really good feedback on it, and they're just excited to open it up.
Okay, outside of that, we did have Meet the Candidates this week. It's an important time here in the local area, considering that election season is finally here.
That's right. We just had the Meet the Candidates last night at Helper, and on the 10th of October, we will be having the candidates from East Carbon. And then on the 17th of October is the day for Price to be able to meet their candidates.
Correct. And again, this is going to happen on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We get rolling at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Andy Urbanek played host to it. He's the moderator of the evening. And as Colleen said, we had the helper candidates. And then next week, we're going to get rolling with East Carbon. And again, you can watch these on KOALITV.com. Also, they archive immediately after. So once it's done, you can go back. If you missed it, you can watch it. But again, tune into KOAL and also view it on KOALITV.com. Always important, Colleen, to make sure you have an informed opinion when you get out to the polls to vote.
That's correct. And we need to make sure that we get out and we do show our support.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, I know with the election, you guys, this does affect you a little bit as far as the chamber and the board, and you guys are actually taking nominations right now. It kind of works hand in hand with election season, right?
That's right. And we need to make sure that we call attention to all businesses. The chamber has sent out an email to all chamber members, letting them know that there are going to be six positions up for re-election. And so right now, the chamber's taking nominations for any new members to the chamber. And so we need to make sure that you look at your emails, go back. If you have a nomination that you would like to have for a chamber member, please submit it to the chamber. And we'll be addressing that this month in October.
What is the next chamber luncheon once we get past outside of everything else that's happening? I mean, you guys do have your luncheons, and I know you guys always invite all businesses. When is the next luncheon?
Okay, good question. Our luncheons are the third Thursday of every month, so that puts us on the 19th of October this month. And we are happy to announce that we will be going to the Ascension St. Matthew's Church. And that will be the location for our luncheon this month. And so the time for it is noon. We need to make sure that you do RSVP so that we have a correct count for the luncheon. But we'd like to invite all businesses, whether you're a chamber member or you're not, to come to the luncheon and see what's going on in our area.
Outside of everything that we've talked about, Colleen, is there anything else in the local area that would relate to good news? I know there was a ribbon cutting just yesterday for Fierce MMA and Fitness. We've talked to owner Cody Bunderson a couple of times on air about that. That's very exciting. They're opening that up to the public. And again, they're not just for MMA fighters. They're geared towards everyone who wants a healthier lifestyle. So a great ribbon cutting there. And again, you mentioned the ribbon cutting for the urgent care opening. What else is happening in the area? Anything else you can think of?
You know, I think we've pretty much covered it. It's quite a fun-filled week.
Yeah, definitely. A lot happening. And again, always great to hear the good news of what's happening here in the local area. And you guys do a terrific job at the Chamber of Commerce of making sure that we're well aware of everything that's happening. So, Colleen, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come down here today and have a word.
Okay, and I appreciate that, Jordan. And thank you to the radio station for allowing us to be able to get the word out to everyone in the Carbon Emery counties and be able to let you know the things that are going on in our area, because there are quite a few.
Yeah, there definitely is. Colleen, before I let you go, if anyone needs any more information on how to get involved with the Chamber, or maybe there's a business out there that wants to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce, what's the best way to go about finding that information?
You know, there's two different ways. You can either look up the phone number. I don't know it off the top of my head for the Chamber, but call the Chamber directly by phone. Go onto our website. You know, there are so many different ways of doing it. Talk to a chamber member. Let's just make sure that we get the word spread.
Definitely. Again, Colleen, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Jordan.
All right, that's a Good News Minute with the Garmin County Chamber of Commerce right here on Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.